Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Welcome back. We are the Financial Guys, in for the great Joe Beamer today. Mike Sparazza, Mike Lomas joining you. Mike, we have a lot to get to. A couple big guests coming on. Dave DiPietro to talk about the Mamdani Cuomo race down in New York City. Also, Carl Calabrese joining us later in the show as well. A couple guests joining us to talk a lot about that race. I also want to bring up with Dave DiPietro the gas issue here in New York State, as that is looming here January 1st. So we'll talk about that as well. Big Bills,
see, by the way,
Mike.
Bills won. I knew they'd win. I'm a forever optimist with them.
Yes, Mr. So Optimist.
For,
yes.
For those of you in my very tight circle, you know that I'm just 100% confident we're going to win every week. Yes. And always impressed with the coaching, by the way. Did you hear during the break, Kami Mandani and Letitia James walking across the bridge during sunrise? Yeah. Like that, I said corruption and communism, and you said the double C's.
Double C's, yeah.
Yeah, corruption and communism right there, folks. That's the best of the best walking across the bridge in New York City as the sun rises.
Yeah,
beautiful sunrise. As communist Kami Mandani and corrupt Letitia James walk hand in hand.
Yeah, they're both fighting to fight Trump too, Mike. They're going to take down Trump. This time it's going to work, they swear.
Yeah, this is that's what you focus on. When you've got a state that's just, you know, completely, basically, you know, on its way to bankruptcy, you know, debt after debt after debt, only way they function is to borrow more money. And that's what you focus on, making sure that, you know, you got free buses that'll help the safety of the buses and, you know, focus on grocery stores that are basically going to end up like the vending machines did. Bro,
don't forget, Mike, decriminalizing prostitution too. That's a winning formula as well. So they're looking forward to that as well.
Well, it's an industry. I mean, that's what you focus on when you're broke and more people are leaving than coming in. The message should be clear. Yeah. Let's focus on prostitution.
Yep. And decriminalization of drugs too, because drugs will bring money into the economy, no doubt.
It's a stimulant. Yep.
It works.
It's an economic stimulus. Yep.
Yeah. It works.
I know. You see those zombie-like people walking around New York City and Philly, and they seem to be great contributors to the economy.
Yep. Crap in the streets is always good. It's a good thing.
Might not be any more drugs to get soon, though. Trump keeps his way, which God bless him. God bless him. Protecting our borders, shutting off our borders from scumbags, you know, bringing fentanyl over to kill our kids, now taking out boats that are it was a boat that he took out that had enough drugs on it to kill 50,000 people. God bless you. God bless you, Donald Trump, man. Safety's key. But the most important issue when it comes to economic prosperity and you know, the number one priority that government should be focused on is safety. Yep. And he's doing it, man. And I give him hats off. Get rid of these drugs. They have crushed these inner cities. They've crushed hope. They've crushed dreams. They've crushed families. Time to start cleaning it up. Way to start is to not let it over the border. God bless them.
Took out another boat on Sunday or Saturday. I love watching those videos when you just see the boat and then you don't see the boat anymore. It's great.
if you're going to bring drugs in, we're going to kill you. Dead.
Yeah. You might be like dead, he says.
Dead. And might be like dead.
Yeah. So that's always good to see. Good for Donald Trump and good for Republicans for backing that initiative, because that is, Mike, I mean, we've talked about it. We'll get into some other things later in the show, like the election, and I want to get into a fight right after this comment. But it's good to see taking initiative on closing our border and stopping the drug flow. He campaigned heavily on those two items, and both are doing very, very well right now. And I give Donald Trump a lot of credit because he stuck to what his agenda was.
We've both had family members that have been that have actually died. I had one that died from an overdose, right? Young kid, 21 years old. You fought through it with the drug abuse in your family. I just can't. Democrat, Republican. I mean, I know this is more of a dummy Dem thing where they're just so ignorant. They don't care what Trump does. I can't imagine not thinking that's a good thing to stop these scumbags from walking across our border. I can't imagine anybody would not celebrate a boat being taken out with enough drugs to kill 50,000 people on it. I just can't imagine. There's nothing good that happens from that. Even you look at crime. And you know, how many stories have we heard that these people get addicted to drugs and they will do anything, steal from their best friend, from their mom, dad, from their grandmother, grandpa, to keep that addiction rolling, to get, you know, the next, you know, ounce of whatever, or, you know, the next hit.
No, and Mike, I'll say this. I mean, with my family, I talk about this all the time. I saw it obviously with my two brothers, sadly, but you don't understand it till you watch it, right? I remember even years, because I was younger at the time, thinking like, how could they possibly do this? What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
But you don't realize it. And as I've gotten older, I've realized how much that addiction just eats away at them, whether it's their brain, whether it's their heart, their morals, whatever it may be. They just can't focus and do the right thing because they're so hopped up on getting that next high and getting that next drug. And
people think
they'll
just...
And people think
alters
like, just
quit. Alters the state of mind. Alters the state of mind, right? I mean, have a few beers, see how your brain thinks, right? I mean, it alters your state of mind. And the problem with drugs is, you know, and alcohol can be bad too. I'm not saying it's not, but when you look at, you know, some of the young kids that have died of these drug overdoses, and really not a lot of them not meaning to, right? It's not like I'm a manic depressive and I took massive amount of pills to try to kill myself. It was, I was out partying and there was fentanyl in it and I just got the wrong hit, you know, sad. The way to defeat that is not to give these kids more drugs. It's to cut the access off, you know, it's to put these drug dealers in jail forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Death penalty, all for it. You know, look, you're intentionally selling drugs that could kill people. Bye-bye. Can't afford it. You know, can't afford it. Country can't afford it. Our kids have got to be the number one thing we protect, starting with the, you know, the drugs and the abuse. And handing out crack cocaine pipes like some of these idiot Democrats have done, it just blows my mind. New York City, let's put vending machines with crack pipes in them. Oh, that'll stop it. Way to step up and try to stop the drug abuse. Let's put crack pipes in vending machines, right? They smashed the vending machines, took the crack pipes, and the vending machines were broken. It was over. What a waste of money.
And don't forget, you can get your chapstick and condoms too in there, Mike. So if you ran out of the crack pipes, you have your chapstick and condoms. You can get out of
because these people are so responsible. That was their game plan, right? It was, remember Marky Polenkaff? Make sure if you go out and have a good time, you test your drugs.
These are
definitely the people that are like, hey, I got to stop at the drugstore quick and just check everything out before we do a few lines of this stuff, right? And I better wear a condom tonight.
That's their first concern when they get home. Let me put one of those babies on.
You can't make it up.
You know, so Mike, let's, before we go to Dave DiPietro after the break here, let's talk about, I know you wanted to discuss, there was a fight at your old high school, I believe it was, a big fight.
Yeah, boy, it was a shame. I don't know if you caught it, but two girls beat up one girl in the morning at DPU. And, you know, the sad part about it is I don't claim to know all the history of where these girls are from or went from or came from or going, but the fact of the matter is they were brought in from a different school district is my understanding. My understanding is they got in trouble at that school district and now they're here beating up some other young lady. Sad part is my understanding is also they got like 5 days suspension. You know, the problem is, and this is not to beat up on teachers or administrators, although many of you did vote for Democrats, which put us in this position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many of you voted for the, you know, 2015 Democrat legislation that every student succeeds, you know, and giving even more flexibility on how we measure this stuff, you know, behavioral supports. That's what they put in place.
Yeah.
New York schools are required to use behavioral supports and interventions now. If you beat the heck out of somebody, we're going to come in and give you positive behavioral interventions and support, designed to figure out a way to bring a counselor in here and give you emotional and mental health support, right?
Yeah.
These kids will be right back in the school system in 5 days, possibly DePew. And for those of you who haven't seen the video, they beat the heck out of this young girl. Now, unfortunately, sadly, every ton of kids watched it. Nobody got involved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, these are kids. But what is amazing to me is that these kids will be right back in that school system within 5 days. Mm-hmm. Right back in that school system. Oh, by the way, what if a teacher was to get involved and grab one of these girls, pull them off of beating this young lady, and accidentally hurt them? Oh, there's a lawsuit. Yep. There's a lawsuit. We don't need any tort reform. We got to take care of our attorneys, right? It is a joke. The entire system is a joke. You've got $268 billion last year spent on the Department of Education. $268 billion. Mike, we've spent $3 trillion on the Department of Education since Jimmy Carter put it into place. Are we better off? No. Now, some would argue, well, the graduation rates have gone up a little bit. Yeah, yeah, they have. You know why? Because we've changed how we graduate kids, right? The standard. Actually, it started all the way in the 90s. You know, you could look at the 90s and they had like this alternative assessments. What did that mean? Well, that meant that under Billy Clinton, maybe these kids aren't graduating because, math is racist, right? This is where it started. It started with Clinton, and then, you know, he in fact, Clinton put in place grants that states would get more money if they would start to be, quote, flexible in how they assessed these kids graduating, right? How they assess, and by the way, I'm all for kids having different opportunities within a school district. What do I mean by that? Well, some kids are more hands-on and they should have the opportunity to go into some kind of a trades program. But guess what? We should grade them. We should grade them. There's going to be some kids that are better at it. They're going to get an A. Some kids that aren't as good, they're going to get a B. They're going to get a C, right? Yeah, I understand that. But when you're basically saying, you know, we're just going to change it so we can measure this differently, so we can basically give them the answers to the test and hopefully they'll be able to sort of remember just the answers and at least get us out of here with a little bit different grade. Oh, you know what we'll do? Billy hasn't shown up to school in a while. We'll just call and see if he plans on getting a GED. If he does, we'll put that down as a graduation. Like it's beyond ridiculous. When you look at, you know, we interviewed Andrew Pollack, the father of and the author of the book Why Meadow Died, and his daughter died in that Parkland shooting. And I this is different but the same, meaning that it's the same thing we're doing to our students, which is, you know, we're not protecting our students. Whether it comes to guns, we still could walk into school districts. Now, some of the school districts around have done a really good job of putting police officers in place. I think we should be way, way, way farther ahead of that, meaning, you know, there should be check-ins as you walk in the front door, check it, gated. Every one of these schools should be gated, right? But when you look at the systematic institutional failure of these places, everything needs to be politically correct, right? Oh, we can't yell at Billy anymore. We can't grab Billy by the wrist anymore. You know, there's no consequences. Oh, these two girls beat the heck out of this girl. Be right back sitting next to your daughter. And by the way, they're shipped. These kids were not from Depew. They don't live in Depew, is my understanding. They're being shipped in from another district. So you work really hard. You move out of a very bad district. You try to move into this district because you think, all right, I'm in the suburbs, I'll get away. And then they bring in two kids who've been thrown out of another school sitting right next to your daughter, right? The bureaucracy, it's really bureaucracy over common sense. That's what it is. It's bureaucracy over common sense. You know, no discipline anymore. No, we can't take Billy out. What we should be doing with these kids is if you're doing something stupid, like beating the heck out of somebody in class, you're not allowed back in that school. You're not allowed back. You know, you go to this separate school where we'll put all the bad kids together. And if you get your act together, we'll bring you back. But not going in the same school as all the other kids who are there to try to earn a solid education.
Yeah, and I think to your point when you started this, the counselor thing, it's like the same idea what they said too, right? Remember about crime. Well, we need less police and more counselors. Like that'll
ridiculous.
Help
things. Yeah, ridiculous.
It doesn't work. It
never
doesn't
did,
work.
Never will. No. Yeah, got to have accountability, right? Common sense. Common sense. What you're telling these kids is, you know what? You beat the heck out of a kid. Look at you, tough girl. Now we'll just give you 5 days off and you can come back. Did you think about it?
Yeah,
you might need to see a counselor. No, you need to get kicked out of the school. You need to not be here any longer. That's why private schools have a much better success rate. You know why? Because if you got a bad kid, they're not coming back.
And I'll go a step further, Mike. You don't want to, you know, follow the rules or follow the law. That's assault, by the way, beating up a girl. That is assault. So why don't we prosecute these people?
100%.
5 days of in-school suspension or out-of-school
100%.
Suspension is not a punishment, by the way.
No,
for those people, for those two girls, they're probably like, great, I don't have to go to school for 5 days.
Right, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. No, they're sitting at home on their iPads. Yeah, on their iPads. That's exactly right. Yep.
Living on their iPads.
Yep.
Living the dream.
100%. Right. $3 trillion, by the way, flushed down the toilet since the 70s, Jimmy Carter.
Yep. Maybe we can spend that $3 trillion on school resource officers that actually protect the children. That might be an idea just to throw it out there.
Just like the rest of everything else. Criminals need to go to jail. You got bad kids? Okay. Yep. You're going to go over to that the other school. If you get your stuff together, we'll consider you bringing you back in. Yep. Can't put you with the kids who want to learn and better themselves.
Yep.
And keep voting Democrat, though, folks. You teachers who go, well, it's not our fault. Yeah, it is. You're the ones who voted for this stuff. Many of you, not all of you, a lot of friends, a lot of very great people are teachers, principals. But they have common sense. Many of you don't. Many of you are like, well, the union told me to vote Democrat.
All right, folks. We're going to go to a short break here. On the other side, Dave DiPietro talking all things New York, but specifically Mamdani versus Cuomo down in New York City. Stay with us right here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Welcome back. Mike Spiraza, Mike Lomas, the financial guys in for Joe Beamer today. We're going to go right to the phone lines, Mike, if you're comfortable with that. We're going to bring on Dave DiPietro. Dave, you are Western New York's greatest fighter. I'll start with that. I give you a lot of credit for dealing with what you have to deal with in Albany and across New York State all year long, every year. How many years has it been, Dave, for you?
12.
12. God bless you. God bless you on the 12 years.
Yeah. The happiest 2 years of my life.
Can we start out with tomorrow?
Yeah, let's start out with tomorrow. Let's go.
What do you think?
What are your thoughts, Dave? Give us your prediction.
Mamdani wins big.
Communism is alive and well in New York City. Nice.
Yes, it is. It's been that way for a number of years since AOC got elected and started taking over the Albany Democrats. But also locally, I don't know if Christine Zarniak's going to win, but what she has done is exposed Kevin Hardwick as the fraud that he is. And that's going to be big going forward next year when you get into the other the county executive race. She's exposed them for a fraud, and we all know it. We've all known it, and now I think that's going to be very big going forward. She might not win, but I think that's what her race proved, that he's a fraud.
Yeah. Dave, can I ask you a question? In terms of, I know tomorrow, obviously, we'll see what happens. I think deep down, people like the Trump administration and others probably feel like this could be a good thing for Republicans if Mamdani wins, because it'll be a dumpster fire. But if we move forward to 26 for a second with the governor's race, if an Elise Stefanik wins, Dave, what can she do if she doesn't have any of the power underneath her in terms of, Democrats running New York State? What can she do as a governor to help fix this state, not only New York City, but the whole state as a whole?
That's a great question, and I've got a great answer, because the next governor is going to control two things: the census and redistricting. And the census is the biggest one, because she will control the illegal vote in New York State, especially New York City. And if she can weed out that in, that illegal vote, which is over 2 million, then you talk about a whole turn of events in this state going red, because New York City, which has bulletproof majority, will not anymore. And all those districts, when they stop counting, will shrink in the city, and they'll move west outside of Westchester into the other parts of the state, where it'll now become, because when you don't count those illegals, everything changes, and it's about 2 million. And now you have a chance, number one, of taking the Senate back, and number two, making the assembly a lot better than it ever has been. But if we don't control the census, then they will do whatever they did with Big Tish James and Cuomo in 2019, totally fraud on the census, totally overcounted the census to keep the power of New York City. They'll do it again, and this state will be done. We'll be literally, it'll be the end of New York State as we know it, because there's just no way with Mamdani as the mayor and then another Democrat governor that will ever get out of this mess, because DiNapoli has already said, the comptroller, this year with some revenue, they're going to kick the can down the road. Next year, they're looking at 30 to $40 billion deficits, which there is just no way to get out of.
Well, see, free buses, though, and free grocery stores, Dave. I mean, you're forgetting the optimism there. And, you know, how that's going to turn things around. I mean, you're going to
reduce crime.
On a bus for free now. It'll reduce crime. And just think about the economic prosperity that's going to bring to this state.
Well, look, you've got the big three. You got Big Tish James, and then you got Governor Botox, and then you got Mamdani, who I've worked with in the assembly. I don't work with him, but I know him. He's a hot diaper sandwich, this guy. He's the worst. I mean, when he gets in there, he has no clue what he's doing. And he's going to destroy that city quicker than you can imagine. And what happens is they're moving out in the New York City faster than you can imagine.
Yeah, they are. Yep, that's going to continue. You know, and as you know, it's the people actually paying the bills, right? These people on the welfare train, you know, contributing almost zero tax dollars to the system, they're staying put, right? They're happy with things. So it's going to continue to be the producers that move out. I'm seeing all the signs now, real estate agent of the year, you know, Mamdani in Florida. So as people continue to migrate.
How many of those have they had, Mike? Cuomo was one, Hochul was one, Mamdani. They got a lot of good
just when you think it can't get any worse, they say, hold my beer. I saw what California did. So, hey, Dave, before we let you go, can we talk a little bit about this gas mandate that's coming down the pipeline here? I can't think of, a worse thing when it comes to economic development than saying, okay, anything new you're going to build, you can't have gas. I can tell you that I have friends in the real estate business, and they are not buying commercial real estate right now because they don't know what's going to go on with this. And, you know, you cannot have a prosperous economy without a good real estate foundation to build from. This is going to end up being a real, real mess.
I've been doing town halls for 2 years on this, and nobody listens. Now a few are starting to pay attention. I just sold a piece of property, 2-acre buildable lot in East Aurora, one that I had for a couple of years. And I just sold it, and the guy was so anxious. He said, I got to get this thing closed so I can get my permit, because I'm not doing the electric. So by December 31st, so he's running to get his permits in and to get the building permit so that he can have gas. And that's right now, as you know, I was talking to someone from Murano. Maybe they're just telling me something, but there are very few contracts for new builds next year because of this electric mandate. They don't know how it's going to affect anyone, except that it's going to cost about $40,000 more for a home. And it's just people don't want it. It's not reliable. What do we, it's the 80% of the people in Western New York use natural gas. This is this is all by the far left liberal spoiled brats down in New York City that have no clue what natural gas is or does. It's all about their religion, that they bend the knee to climate change and to communism. And it's gone way, way farther than it ever should have. But the fact is, New York City is the rotten apple. I hope it floats off into the ocean and Mamdani goes with it.
Yeah, well, wait until the rolling blackouts happen, right? I mean, we just don't have the infrastructure, even if it was a great idea. We said, all right, tomorrow, look at, we definitely have to go to 100% electric. Forget the natural gas is just such a tragedy for everybody, and it's a tragedy for the environment. Okay, we cannot, we don't have the infrastructure to do this, right? It needs to be a decade or two before we'd even be able to do that. So wait until we have rolling blackouts. Wait until people freeze to death because they can't turn stoves on. You know,
Mike, we already saw this 2 years ago with the storm that people died, right? Well, I mean, we already saw this. And
they died with having natural gas in there. I mean, And well, and they're focused on right now making sure Trump is the bad guy instead of a great point here in Erie County, making sure, you know, Markey Poelenkauer should be focused on safety first, right? I've always said safety first, safe borders. Let's get rid of the drug dealers, the scumbags that are continue to commit crime, put them in jail, right? Safety, safety, safety. Storms. Guess what? We're probably going to get another winter storm here in Erie County at some point, right? If it's not this year, could be next year, could be the year after that. Are we prepared? No. You know what they're focused on? Making sure you know that Trump is a bad guy. That's what they're focused on, right? Instead of making sure we have the right equipment to be able to go through a snowstorm, grab somebody out of their house, throw them in the equipment, and get them to someplace safe.
Dave, real quick, can I go back to the hot diaper sandwich for a second, if you don't mind? Can I go back there?
Please do.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, we're borrowing that for sure.
Yeah, that I'll give you credit, but that's a good one. I like that. The election tomorrow is obviously a big thing for the country because it's going to show you where the Democrat Party truly is. I believe that. But you brought up these 2 million extra votes or whatever you said the number was. How does Elise Stefanik deal with that in 2026? Because if the census is bad, there's extra votes out there, illegals are voting. How do you win an election in 26?
There's already people on tape saying that they voted for Mamdani multiple times. So
Right. Yeah. Like, how do you fix
how they're not arresting these people is beyond me. But
it's got to be too big to rig. The fact is, Hochul is. I have a theory that I don't think she's going to be the nominee in 90 days. Because if there's a poll out that shows Elise Stefanik winning and she hasn't even announced yet, the Democrats are freaking out in New York City. I can tell you right in Albany right now. And they don't know what to do because Hochul's got like $15 million. And what are they going to do there? But they're going to try and find a way. She's going to have a primary. Delgado has already said that. Don't be surprised that the Communist Working Family Party line and Mamdani puts something up and tries to get Delgado out and tries to get their own communist and get out and literally force her out, because that's how you win. It's going to be too big to rig. There's just so many people. She's the worst governor in the country, and it's going to be, and they're just not going to be excited to vote for her. Whereas with Elise Stefanik, with what's happening, this state gradually moving to the right a little bit more because of Trump, there's a good chance that we can too big to rig it.
Strategically, Dave, when does she come out and announce? You've been involved in a lot of these campaigns. What? Oh, next week, really?
Now. Okay. Yeah, after the election, they're gonna look at everything nationally and statewide. They're gonna see how many towns did we win, supervisors, how many county executives. They're gonna look at the whole thing, and you know, there's a whole strategy on how you're gonna game plan this. But I would say probably within a week to 10 days, she'll be before Thanksgiving for sure. And have everything. She's already got teams together in every section of the state ready to hit the ground. So she's ready to roll. And the great thing about her, she's going to have money because she ran the Republican convention where she, for 3-4 years, she was the one raising money for Republicans around the country. She raised over $500 million for the Republicans around the country, which means they're all going to be sending money to her. They're going to make sure that she's got, I think within 90 days, once she announces, she's going to have $25 million easy.
I agree. Dave, she got stones too, which I like. And nothing against Lee Zeldin, but he was so mild mannered. I thought, well, you got to go on The View and start fighting with those people. You know, that's what we need to see, man. We need to see somebody who's willing to scrap, and she is.
And Zeldin got within 300,000 votes, and when you did the actual election fraud, he actually won that because they've counted over 340,000 illegal votes already in New York State from that race.
Dave, sad. To go back to Hochul for a second, if she does get the boot, which I could understand why, she's not very, I mean, I thought Kamala Harris was a waste of air. She might be worse at times, but who?
Well,
who
what's scary about her is she's not that bright. I mean,
right.
And you know, there's one thing to be said. Hey, Cuomo, Andrew, at least, you know, now he's sort of changing his tune. Like, well, you know, it sounds like I'm almost like half the moderate Republicans now. Like, well, we can't raise taxes. They're going to leave. Like, duh.
But even as governor, Mike, you could understand he had a personality to him. And I could understand why people, I don't agree with it, but I could understand why, like Obama, why people vote for that type of person. I get it. But like for a Hochul, Dave, if it's not her, do they run Mamdani for governor or AOC or like who is that socialist that goes on the ticket?
I don't think it's AOC. She's got her sights set on the Senate, but it's going to be someone on the left. But don't be surprised if Cuomo does well in this mayoral race and makes it close, that he comes out and says he is the guy to go back in as governor to try and get that to win it again.
Oh my God! Wow. Oh, holy smokes!
Yeah.
I mean, they're gonna come with someone. It's gonna be out of New York City. They will not even look at anyone outside the four, not five, because Staten Island they won't pick, but four boroughs. It's gonna be from Brooklyn, Queens, or the Bronx, and it's gonna be someone who's gonna be so far left. But Mamdani is going to be, and I've said this for months. When he wins, he's the face of the Democrat Party for the whole country. He is the Democrat Party, and they're all going to bend a knee to be, and he's going to be beholden, and they're all going to have to kiss the ring of Mamdani, and that means all of them are going to have to go farther left, and it's going to be great, hopefully, if the Republicans can capitalize on this and literally take this country back.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And you know what? The optimism to me is, you know, yeah, New York State has been a train wreck, but if you look at the fabric of America, it's been really aggressively changing over the last 5-6 years, meaning people are leaving New York, they're going to Florida, making Florida more powerful. They're leaving California, moving to Texas. By the way, these are the contributors, right? They're the people that are paying their, quote, fair share in taxes. They're moving. These places are getting more powerful. To your point about redistricting, that's why they, you know, we all know this common sense, right? Why did all these left-wing liberals, you know, Chucky Schumer and Obama, they were all for solid borders and protecting your families. And, you know, Biden was, hey, if you get caught with the drugs on you that's the size of a quarter, my, you know, wife and family are out in the streets and you're going. And then all of a sudden when they realized, wait a minute, America's changing. New York's losing power. California's losing power. Florida's gaining power. Texas is gaining power. The only way we win is to let these illegals in and count them. And they're desperate, man. And it shows. And to me, America is getting it. This Mamdani wins. The Republicans win in a landslide in the midterms. And to your point, hopefully we continue to get Republicans like you with an actual backbone to make change.
Well, thanks. I mean, I love when you bring up Schumer. You know, 5 years ago, him and Jeffries, they were the face of liberalism and socialism. And now they're irrelevant. And I can't, it's like Hillary Clinton. I can't listen to her. And I can't listen to her for the same reason I don't drink out of the toilet. She it's amazing that when she comes on TV, to this day, I have to turn the channel as quick as I can.
It just shows you how radical the party is, because he's not radical anymore, right? I remember looking at this guy 5 years ago thinking you're a whack job. And then now it's like, wait a minute, he's actually sort of moderate compared to these wackos.
She did put out a video yesterday talking about climate change again and how we must attack that head on. So Hillary, I'm talking about.
This time the water levels are going to change. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Dave, real quick.
Throw one more at him and we'll let him go. I appreciate you spending some time with us. I when I talked to Dave a day or two ago, I said, we'll keep you for 5 or 10 minutes. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
Half hour. Who's counting?
You got me firing now, Dave. So I'm going to ask you one last question. Your buddy Poloncarz, though, where does he go after his term as the county executive? Is he done, or is he going to try and fight for something else?
That's a good question, because it's amazing. He should have been gone a long time ago. And I mean, he should have been moved up. Well, Hochul and Cuomo, he's the county executive of Buffalo, the second largest city in the state. and he can't even get a job. They don't like him. It's hilarious. They don't like him in the Democrat Party. They don't like him in the progressive movement, even though he goes as far left as he can. They just don't like him. They don't want to give him a job. I don't know where he goes. He's tried to go to Congress. He's tried to go to Senate. He's tried to go with Cuomo. He's tried to go with Hochul. They've all said no. He's tried to go with Schumer. They've all said no. Why is that? Why is that?
Well, yeah. He's very unlikable. That's just for starters.
I'm surprised he didn't get a job in the school districts, in the colleges somewhere. That's what I would think. I think they'd set
There's still time, Mike.
Someplace cushy with a real nice salary as a thank you.
Like Higgins did.
Yeah.
Like Higgins.
Yeah. That's
something
right.
like
that's
that.
Right.
That's but I'm surprised he did not go up farther in politics. So I don't know. He's been looking, trust me, from what I've heard. He's had calls all the why do you think he was traveling to all these places around the state in the last year? I mean, he's just testing waters.
Yeah. All right, Dave, we're up against the top of the hour, buddy. I appreciate you spending some time with us as always, man. Keep up the fight.
God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too.
Dave. Thanks, Mike, you got to start telling these guests that we need 30 minutes with them because we can't do 5 to 10. That's not going to work. We never get that right.
By the way, next hour, we will open up the phone line. So yes. Open mic session. We got an hour here. Don't wait until the end. They've only allowed us 2 hours here. And I say that with all the love and respect. Thank you for allowing us to be on here. Lisa, Tim Wanger, the whole crew, really appreciate you allowing us to fill in. It's a lot of fun. It's a good break for us. You know, I'm looking at numbers all day and the stock and bond market, and it's a good little break here, a lot of fun. But if you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And if you do need us throughout the week, we do manage money. Use us as a resource right here in Williamsville, New York, 633-1515, a one-stop financial shop. And it is Medicare season. I can tell you that most of our Medicare reps are actually booked up all the way into December right now. So if you want to get on the schedule, you need to hop on board right away, 633-1515. And, of course, money management, your retirement planning, and home and auto insurance. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money with your home and auto.
And I'll say this, I'll tease this on the other side, Mike. We're first going to talk to Carl Calabrese. But if you want to call in, 716-803-0930, and give us your prediction on the Mamdani, Cuomo, Curtis Sliwa. I keep forgetting to mention him, Mike, because he's not polling very well. But if you want to get in with us, let us know who you think is going to win, how much they're going to win by. Give us a call, 716-803-0930.
Let them have them, by the way. Everybody's beating up Sliwa. It's like, if the city's that stupid, let them have them. Let them have them. Yeah, you want that communism? Let's see how it works out for you. Let's see how those free grocery stores pan out. I'd like to see that. I really would. Like to see.
I'm telling you right now,
I got an over-under on them opening and being looted within the first week. That's what I have an over-under on. Yeah.
7 days might be a lot, Mike. We'll see if it gets to 7 days. But yeah, I'm sure the Trump administration's pumped about this because it's going to be good stuff for them moving forward in the midterms.
No doubt. You need it. Every so many years, you need somebody to come out and be like, ooh, well, that's why we don't want that. I get it. Oh, the buses are already broken down because somebody looted them too. The catalytic converters are missing. No kidding. That free stuff wasn't so free, huh?
All right, folks. We'll be back a whole another hour to go here on the Beamer Show. We are the Financial Guys. Stay with us right here on WBEN. All righty. Welcome back. The Financial Guys, Mike Lomas, Mike Spiraza in studio today for the great Joe Beamer. Second hour ready to go here. Mike, I'm going to plug the phone line again here. If people want to call in, let us know your thoughts about the race, the big race in New York City tomorrow. 716-803-0930. Text us *930 or toll free 1-800-616-9236. Again, give us your thoughts. What do you think? Who's going to win? How big is the victory going to be? I tend to agree, before we bring on our next guest, Mike, I tend to agree with Dave DiPietro. I think Mamdani wins big.
The fix is in New York City. They're never. Yeah. They do not care about free and fair elections there. They do not. They care about the outcomes, which is what they want. Yeah. Who's counting the votes is what will matter, and that's going to –
And I think New York has proven to us, the city that is, that they love socialism, the idea of it. They love high crime areas. They love
high crime. Love high crime. Yeah, crime is good.
They love freebies, not freedom. They love freebies. So, you know, I don't have high hopes for New York City. But again, the more I've come around to it, Mike, I think, you know what, this might be best case scenario, not only for New York, but the country, because you want to vote in a socialist, let it crash and burn, let them lose, let New York City crumble. And to your point, the bankruptcy, whatever it is, let's just let it happen. And and let's win red in the future. And maybe New York's too far gone, but that's why places like Florida and South Carolina and Texas and places like that are growing bigger and better every day.
Socialism is always good until you run out of other people's money. So the state's definitely on its path to running out of other people's money. They're leaving. Yep. They're moving to other states where their money is more welcome. People that will be left behind are the, you know, unfortunately, the people who aren't paying the bill, right? They're not moving to Florida now. They're staying right put. So it'll end up as a train wreck. What's that song? Na 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 na.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. That's where it's going.
Yeah. All right. You want to bring up our next guest?
Yeah. 803-0930*930 on a cell phone. Open mic session, and we'll even talk markets if you want and investment planning. 803-0930*930. That's welcome, all Carl. Right.
Yes, we're going to go to our next guest, Republican strategist Carl Calabrese joining us. Carl, we opened the question for our listeners. We'll open it to you and Dave DiPietro, the same here. What do you have for tomorrow with the mayoral race in New York City?
We should ask what your title is. Sorry, Carl.
You got it right.
All right.
Strategist. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you believe the polls, and I've been following him pretty closely, he's got a big lead, anywhere from 10 to 20 points. The latest Fox polls got him up 16 points. They have put together an incredible organization. When I say they, I mean the Democratic Socialists of America of New York City have incredible grassroots volunteer-based organization. I've read that they have on any given day upwards of 50,000 volunteers in the streets. Going door to door, handing out literature, registering voters, making phone calls, stuffing mail. If they win with this thing, they're going to take that playbook and they're going to move it to other cities. You also have Democrat socialist candidates running for mayor of Minneapolis and Seattle. So it'll be interesting to watch to see if they hit the trifecta and elect three of these people, one on the East Coast, one in Middle America, and one on the West Coast.
Rumor is a lot of money coming in from overseas, too, right? Guys like George Soros.
Yeah. Yeah, George Soros, that whole network. I refer to that network as the vast Democrat infrastructure of groups and organizations in this country and around the world that are always on call, ready to help the Democrats either financially or with comments in the press, newspaper articles, editorials, studies, whatever you need. There's always some group in that vast Democrat infrastructure that will bolster the Democrats' position. But, you're right. They're going to have to live with this. I actually have always thought that in his heart of hearts, he won't say this, but Donald Trump wants this guy to win. Because
sure.
I think if Mondani wins, he's going to hang Mondani around the neck of the entire Democrat Party going into the midterms and into 2028.
And the Democrats struggle, as you know, the party has been struggling with the far left radicals, right? Criminals are great. Give us your chocolate cake. And then the old moderate Democrats, which was, we're going to fight for better wages and working class people. They are losing those people so fast. And Mondani wins, you know, guess what? The few that haven't said bye-bye are on their way.
You know, there's a group called the Third Way. It's a Democrat group that has been arguing for more moderation, more movement to the center of the for the Democrat Party. And the head of that organization, in an article I read this morning, said basically what I just said, that if Mondani wins, the entire Democrat Party will move leftward and will carry that baggage into the next election cycles. And he said that Mondani will be to the Democrats in 2026 and 2028 what defund the police was to Democrats in 2022. In other words, an albatross, a huge, heavy albatross that the Democrats are still trying to come out from under of defund the police. So let's see what happens with this thing. But, New York City, they may get what they deserve. They may get what they want. And I think they'll come to regret it. But you watch in a couple of 3 years, you may have a tough time finding anybody in New York City who will admit they voted for this guy.
Carl, let me ask you this, because I think I mentioned something like this last time we had you on a couple weeks ago, but I know you said it's a much higher percentage than what people think out there that are part of this radical left agenda, but How does this continue to happen when you look at places like New York and there's a guy, I forget his name now, he's a celebrity, Rappaport, Michael Rappaport. He's even out there now. He's been a Democrat for a long time saying, my wife's been groped numerous times in this city. It's dangerous. How many more times can people like this get elected before it impacts others that maybe are part of this? Oh, it doesn't impact me, so I don't care. I just want the free stuff. Like, how much longer can this truly go on?
Well, it will reach, you would think it will reach a breaking point, a tipping point where, you know, the economy gets so bad, the crime gets so bad, you know, service delivery gets so bad that people finally say, I want to change. It's always baffled me how these cities that have been run by Democrats, many of them, including Buffalo, for 50, 60, 70 years, total Democrat control, high dissatisfaction, and yet people continue to vote for candidates who have a D after their name. And I've compared it to, you know, if you're a consumer and you buy a car and it's a lemon, and you say, okay, well, you know, this my father always bought these cars, so I'm going to just chalk this up to bad luck and buy another car. You buy another car from the same company, it's a lemon. You know, by the third car, you're probably going to say, okay, I'm going to get rid of the Chevys and go to Ford or vice versa. That hasn't happened in these big Democrat cities. And part of the reason, I think, is because like Buffalo, in many cases, the Republican Party abandoned the cities and just kind of gave up on them and stopped building a party within the city limits. And as I've said about Buffalo and the Republican Party, you cannot build a party if you don't run candidates. And so Republican parties that have done that in cities have seen these Democrat enrollments get bigger and bigger and people habitually voting for anybody with a D after the name. And it just I scratch my head to say, at what point, what is the breaking point? What is the tipping point where even these habitual lifelong Democrat voters look around and say, this just ain't working anymore. I got to look for a new car maker, in this case, a new party. It hasn't happened yet. Let's keep watching and see if it does.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the governor's race next year. What are your thoughts? When does Elise announce? When does that, you know, when does that, if you're running her campaign or you're suggesting, you know, we were asked David DiPietro, he thought maybe even as soon as next week.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's just waiting for this election to be over. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to diminish the attention you get by an announcement like that because of an existing campaign and an existing election. So the smart play is just let this one pass, give people a few days to decompress and announce sometime between now and Thanksgiving when things slow down and you get more attention. But I fully expect her to announce. And, you know, it's funny because there have been two polls as of late. The first one was the Siena poll last month that had Kathy Hochul up 25 points. And then the Manhattan Institute came out with a poll just last week that had Elise Stefanik up by 1 point. Now, one of those two polls is wrong. I don't know which one, but one of them is wrong. So we'll just have to see and follow this. I've been tracking Kathy Hochul's numbers every month all year in the Siena poll. I've been tracking her favorability numbers, her job approval. And they've been pretty constant. They've nudged up a little bit the last month or two, a couple of points here and there. But she's underwater on these things. In other words, she's not hit more than 50% of job approval. She's not hit more than 50% favorability. And the one question that keeps jumping out at me is, you know, would you vote for Kathy Hochul for governor, or would you prefer someone else? A very large percentage of New Yorkers say someone else. Now, Kathy Hochul is going to have a primary against her lieutenant governor, maybe more people than just Lieutenant Governor Delgado. And we'll see how that comes out. But, you know, she's very powerful in the sense that she's the incumbent governor of New York State. Her ability to raise money, her ability to help constituency groups through the budget process and the government bureaucracy is huge. And so she's going to be a tough candidate to beat in the Democrat primary. But Elise Stefanik, I'll tell you, I saw her, as many of us did, on television with the university presidents last year. Recall that. The charge of anti-Semitism on their campuses. And she just ate them up. In fact, two of the three ended up resigning. And then I saw her in a committee meeting with Kathy Hochul when she was asking Kathy Hochul, was she familiar with the names of recent horrendous crime victims, the woman who was burned to death in a subway car and, you know, people knifed to death. And Kathy Hochul sat there. She had no clue who these people were. I said she looked like a deer in the headlights who didn't know if it was going to get run over or it was going to run away. And
By the way, how could she not? Incredible. How do you not know those names, right?
But my only exposure to her was on television. Then I saw her at a Nick Langworthy fundraiser in June, where she got up and gave a spellbinder of a speech without notes for 25 minutes. Dynamic speaker. I was really impressed.
Yeah, she's. I said she's the real deal, right? I mean, she checks the boxes as somebody. I said Lee Zeldin was a great guy. I had the opportunity of dinner with Lee. Wonderful man. But yes. I thought he was a little too quiet. Does that make sense? Like I think Republicans can learn a lot from Donald Trump. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody said they voted for Trump, but boy, I wish he would shut up. And I'm like, do you realize if he shut up, he's not president of the United States of America, right? Do you realize that if he doesn't come out, the media, especially in places like New York, will do a wonderful job of ignoring you if they think it's in the best interest of the Democrat candidate, right?
Well, even worse than ignoring you is the media will define you.
Right, right. That's
even
right.
Worse.
That's right. That's right. So you got to come out swinging, like, you know, and Trump did that. And it's like he wins in a landslide and people are like, well, he's still got Republicans that are like, well, I just wish he'd be quiet. I'm like,
And Mike, Trump made the media talk about him. Everything
100%.
He did. Again, use the two biggest things, the McDonald's worker and the garbage man. Like, they could not cover that. They had to.
From the time he came down the stairs and announced and he said, spit it out. You can get it out. It was like, whoa, this is a different candidate, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the only way CNN was getting ratings was, well, it was left on in the airport or Donald Trump was on. That was it, right? Yeah. So, I learn a little bit.
With you guys. I agree with you. When you're down in this state, you know, more than 3 million votes in enrollment, you can't be passive. You've got to take out the gloves and you got to take some big swings at the ball. And otherwise, you stand no chance. And she certainly has the temperament and the style to take those big swings, in my opinion.
And Carl, in the last election with Lee, too, we were told, Mike, I know you were told this like I was, Lee's going to come out swinging. He's just got to wait. And it was like, we're waiting. And then it was August. And then it was September. And it's like, you got to go. Trump, look what Trump did in his last campaign in 24. He was swinging from 2021 to 2024. It was 3 years that he kept going and going and going. And I think that's what I hope Elise does, too, because it's going to take it's a mountain to climb here in New York. And you got to come out hot and you got to be hot for two or 3 years, whatever. You know,
As I said many times, my philosophy of running campaigns has always been something that Samuel Adams, one of our founding fathers, said. When you run a campaign, you put your opponent in the wrong and you keep them there. And the way you do that, you put them in the wrong by pointing out their failures, and you keep them there by pointing out your alternatives. You do both, and you put them in the wrong and you keep them there. I hope that's the kind of campaign she runs, because there's certainly plenty of wrongs to put Kathy Hochul in the wrong and plenty of alternatives to keep her there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep. Well, let's hope and pray, right? Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us here, sir. Any last thoughts before we let you go? I know. I think we were joking before about Dave. I said, "Oh, can you join us for 5 or 10 minutes?" When I called you, I think I said 5 or 10 minutes, and now it's 25 minutes. So I appreciate you giving us your time. I know your time is very valuable. But any last minute thoughts? And what should people be following tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's about get out the vote. Both parties now put aside polls. Polls don't vote. People do. Put aside. There'll be no more direct mail pieces, no more door to door, no more phone calls other than to get out the vote. And let's say, in any town or city, the side that supercharges their voter turnout and gets those people to the polls will win. So tomorrow we'll see in some of the big races, Buffalo, Amherst, Hamburg, the county controller race. We'll see how the Republican and Democrat parties perform in terms of that vital function of getting out votes.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike, before break, can you believe it's already been 1 year since the 2024 election? Isn't that crazy to think about? Tomorrow's the 1 year. Yeah. Time is flying.
My father would always say to me, enjoy life, because whether you live a week, a day, a year, or 100 years, snap your finger, it'll go by. It's just a moment in time. And I believe that too. It's like, in fact, my father this day will always say, if something happens, if somebody passes away or something good, a wedding, he'll say, remember this moment, because before you blink, we'll be talking about 10 years from now. And I do. I sort of capture some of those moments because of that. I'll be like, okay, good or bad, like capture this moment, because before you blink, it'll be 10 years, you know, and like somebody would, and it, like, that's how it rolls. Just time is like, you know, and I do believe it's like, we'll probably look back and be like, wow, I got whatever, 50 years, 100 years, 60 years, 80 years. It was a second. Right. So, so enjoy it and don't be afraid to stand up and talk. I think that hurts a lot of us, right? So many people, we still to this day, 25 years of the radio, and people are like, do you know that you talk right wing conservative and you miss out on 50% of the people in this country or in this state? I'm like, or the area, they're not going to invest with you. And I'm like, no way. No, no, you're just, I never knew that. I never knew that. Or
maybe we should start talking. Maybe we should start talking about more liberal policies. That'll
maybe we'll be more moderate and middle of the road. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe it is a good idea to let crime go just happen. Yeah. Maybe it is a good idea for fentanyl to just stroll over the borders. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it is a good idea for women to pee, for men to be able to pee in women's bathrooms. No, I'm good. I'm good. We're good with our position.
Speaking of that, Mike, I'll tease this for the other side of the break. There was another incident at a gym nationally of a certain somebody going into a certain gender's bathroom. We can talk about that on the other side of the break. I also want to talk
It's always men going into women's bathrooms. You ever notice that? It's never the women sneaking into a men's bathroom, right?
They want nothing to do with that. Yeah, it's a problem, and it was happening at another gym nationally as well. I'll talk about that. Mamdani and Holcomb, Mike, watching the Bills game together yesterday. I'll touch on that also on the other side of the break. If you want to join us.
Yeah, I'm sure they got there in a private jet. Were they there at the
No, field? No, it was a bar in New York City. I'll tease it with that.
Yeah, because last year I was walking through and she got the private golf cart, you know, like important. Yep. Yeah, but I'm sure she was protected by people with guns, those nasty bad guns.
She had a wall around her, if you will. Folks, you want to join us? Let us know your thoughts in the New York race, the New York City race, that is 803-0930, star 930 is the text line, toll free, 1-800-616-9236. Stay with us. One more segment to go for Mike and I and the Financial Guys right here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here with the Financial Guys. I am Mike Spiraza here with Mike Lomas, filling in for Joe Beamer today. If you want to get online with us here, 716-803-0930, star 930 is the text line. Actually, Mike, we have a call right now. So
should have let that song play, by the way. That was one of my top two GNR songs right there, Night Train.
I got excited to jump in. I got excited.
Gotta come back and do work. I know.
Sorry, we're not doing the music thing today. We're getting right to the phone lines here. We have Joan from Williamsville joining us. Used to live in New York City. Says young Republicans aren't as tight-knit as they used to be when she lived there. So, Joan, first off, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. The fact is, I think that everyone is missing out on the youth. First of all, look at Charlie Kirk and what he did.
Yes.
But the fact is, churches... Sure. The youth are looking for something, and especially in big cities like New York, Chicago, places like that, where they get out of college, they go to a big city to get that wonderful job, and they're alone. The fact is, that's how we met people when we joined these various groups, and Young Republicans was one, Cliff Dwellers was another, but my point is, I don't know that either side is using the youth as much as they should or could.
No, well, to your point, and that's where Charlie Kirk was succeeding, right? That's he was succeeding by not only gaining support of the youth, but then doing it in a very professional way, which is, say, let's have a conversation, right? Let's talk about this, and boy, that the world, the country is going to, you know, desperately miss him. I think, you know, we had Carl on before, Carl Calabrese. He was talking about, you know, places like, to your point, the city of Buffalo, where the Republican Party has just left. You know, they're, when you don't run a candidate, it's really difficult to say, hey, we never win that city. Well, it's, yeah, you don't put anybody up, right? You're not educating anybody. There is nobody reaching out to these kids saying, here's the alternative. Here's what we've been through. So, yeah, good point. I mean, kids are the future. That's why I always say safety's number one, safety's key, right? If we don't care about our kids, we don't have a future. Got to protect them.
But my point is, I think that the Republicans and the Democrats probably, and conservatives and whoever else there are, can form these clubs and get kids involved, and kids will join kids. I mean, you'd have a mob. You know, that's probably the way Charlie did it.
Yes.
He had a product, and it was a wonderful thing, and one or two people started with him, and they went back to old others, and look what happened. You know, that's
I'll say this much, Joan. I think in the last election in 2024, which we were saying is crazy, it's already a year ago today or tomorrow, but I think Donald Trump did a very good job of connecting with the youth. Part of that was Charlie Kirk. Part of that was his own son, Barron.
Yeah.
You know, he got a lot of that youth vote, and to your point, it kind of became a trend, right? Like, you know, you saw Trump doing an interview with a social media influencer who's a video game streamer guy. You
right.
saw him go on places like the Rogan podcast, which is very big in the youth movement.
Yeah.
He did a lot of those things and it worked for him. But I think you got to look at where those voters came out the most for him. New York City, Mike, as I think you'd agree with, is kind of become a socialist hole. And you're not going to get as much in places like that. I'm not saying you can't. But I think it's tough in places like that where these kids are bred in these, you know, areas that don't want to either care about what's going on around them, or two, they're in schools learning about why socialism is great and why communism works in other places.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's tough, Mike, and you can speak this, you've been doing this longer than I have, but it's tough to have conversations with people that are just bred in that dynamic, because they can't comprehend the things that we may say, like, hey, you know, when you run out of other people's money, it doesn't work anymore. Or free grocery stores or free bus rides or free crack pipes are not the way that the world works. And it's not a successful formula for success. And these people, Mike, I'll open it up to you, but you can't get through to some of these people. That whatever Carl told us a couple weeks ago, 35 to 40%, Joan, it's really hard to reconfigure their brain when they're told how great this is in schools.
Well, yeah. I also want to say that if kids are looking for other kids, you know, I shouldn't call them kids, they're young adults, and they go to a place like that and they meet other people, they get excited about meeting other people, and then they start thinking about what's going on. And I'm talking about the conservatives and the Republicans having youth groups. And talking about what their interest is, not just the socialist people, you know, but I don't know. I think we've overlooked the youngsters, and I think that they could make, well, Charlie Kirk told us they could make a difference. But
you're absolutely right. Look at Clinton reached out to him and he won, and Trump reached out to him and he won.
Right.
And you're absolutely right.
People don't seem to be thinking that way. And maybe Buffalo's different. I don't know.
Well, no, you're
right.
Absolutely
you're right.
I mean, what's happened here is the Republican Party, and specifically the conservative side of the Republican Party, has just said, you know, we're either leaving and moving to Florida or we just don't care anymore, you know. And for people who say, oh, that's not true. Well, Mike, I'll challenge anybody. Go to some of these, quote, rallies. These are barbecues. It's the same 50 people, right? And the Democrats, they just have everything won. Hey, look, I'm going to, throw out some money here. A polling car says $1,000 a ticket, a high dollar type of event, and the same people show up and they just seem to win. And so, yeah, I there's no doubt that you need to get some kind of a young movement to say we're ready to go. You know, there was a young movement back in the late 90s in the city of Buffalo and in Erie County, and it sort of fizzled out, and it started with that Peace Bridge. And, you know, you got a huge group of young people that were like, all right, let's build this bridge and let's get it done.
Yeah.
And then it just ended up being another government agency and sort of fizzled itself out.
Is that the pandemic got in the way, maybe?
Yeah, no, it was before that. It fizzled out way before that. Yeah, you had young people stepping up. And actually, there was rumors of our very own Glenn Wiggle running for mayor of the city of Buffalo.
It was
in the Buffalo News. And so but it's, it's sort of all, seems to have died out. So your point, I love it. It doesn't change without the youth, and got to keep
them
safe. Thank
you so much for letting me voice my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Joan.
Okay,
15 minutes left, by the way. So if you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Mike Sbarazza filling in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Mike, it is amazing to her point, though, locally, she's exactly right, especially here in Buffalo. Like, you don't hear about many of these young conservative groups in this area. And it's not like people running like polling cars or anybody, we don't really have a ton of Republicans in terms of the county executive race, but it's pretty amazing they don't attack the youth, because, again, to your point, like, just watch and follow what Donald Trump did. That should be a winning formula for a lot of these places, and they don't do it. Get in front of the media. Get the youth come out to vote. You know, do those things. Talk about safety. I mean, I wish you could run sometimes, Mike, because your platform would be pretty exciting. You know, keep people safe. Get drugs off the streets. Bolster up our police departments. Like,
common
those are things. Those are things that you think would win, but we don't have it here, and we don't have the strength we need. And I know you always say, we always talk about getting the right candidate and who wants to run and who actually does it, because a lot of people say, do this, and never do it. But
that's right. Well, you've got to get your whole family involved, right? It's not just you anymore. Right. It's they're going to attack your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband. They're going to attack everybody, and they all have to be prepared for that. And you may say, I'm prepared to talk about this platform because I want to make change, but are you prepared to have your spouse attacked, right? So you've got to be prepared for that. There's no doubt about that. Look at the area is struggling because very few people can actually make change. Lover or hater, there's very few people that have the stones that AOC has, right? I disagree with everything when she opens her mouth. But there's very few people that have the stones to go out there and run on those types of platforms. The fact of the matter is, everybody's got that opportunity, right? Yep. Very few people do it. So there's very few people it takes to make change on both sides of the aisle. Getting a youth group together. There's very few Charlie Kirks out there. There's very few people that would say, I'm going to sit in a campus in front of 200, then 500, then 5,000 people and let them ask me questions, right? Very few. And so that's why the leadership is so important, and it defines where we're going based on just a few people, right?
And to your point, Mike,
there isn't 40,000 people that are willing to do what AOC does in this country. There might not be, 40,000 is a really crazy high number. How many people? Everybody says I dislike her, but are you running against her, right?
Right.
So it doesn't take that much to make change on both sides.
And to your point, Mike, about, Charlie Kirk and what he did, not only let's forget the hours that he put into that. I mean, hundreds of thousands of hours he put into building Turning Point USA and going to all those campuses and sacrificing his family to go on those trips and do those events and all that stuff. At this point in time, too, not only do you have to worry about the hours and the energy you have to put into it, you have to worry about getting killed and leaving your family without a father or leaving your family without a mother. Even us, we talk about this all the time. Like, we're on a much smaller scale than Charlie Kirk was, but our opinions are out there and our names are out there and people know where to find us. It does put things into perspective when you see what happened to Trump back in his campaign getting shot at. And when you talk about Charlie Kirk most recently getting killed to have a conversation. He's talking, like he's talking. Yeah. He's not doing, crazy things. He's talking and having conversation. And sadly, that took his life. That little thing, covering a conversation, took Charlie Kirk's life. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, hey, look at the youth right now. What we're doing is if they beat the garbage out of somebody, we're giving them 5 days detention, right? So that's what we're teaching them. Yeah. We're teaching them that if you rob a car, we'll let you out, and we'll let you out time and time and time and time again, right? We're not, you know, bureaucracy over common sense. That's where we are, right? There's lack of consequences. You're not doing really well in school? Well, we better talk about giving states money if they can figure out a way to change the system so those grades happen to be better, right? Not, hey, we should lengthen the school day. We should make these schools that are failing more accountable, right? No. Figure out ways to change the grades, right? That's where we are.
Even worse than that, Mike, and not that that's good, but even worse than that, they're letting sexual abusers out to go commit sexual crimes again.
Most sexual abusers never even go in, Mike. They get accused, they go to court, and they get a slap on the wrist, and they get sent right back out on the streets, right? Like, I touched a minor, but hey, you know what? We're watching you. Okay. Yeah. Disgusting.
You're on the predator list, but feel free to commit more crimes because, you know, all we're going to put you on is the list. It's bad. Mike, real quick, I want to do some rapid fire, if we could, for our last 10 minutes here or so. Nancy Pelosi, the best stock trader in America to date, will not be seeking re-election in 2026. That came out today. Your thoughts on that?
She's the goat of trading.
Yeah.
She literally is the goat of trading.
Yeah.
What is she going to do? Teach classes on how to trade stock portfolios? She said she's not running again?
Yeah. She's not seeking 2026 re-election.
Wow. I'm surprised at that. I didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Well, to the point, Mike, you're making as being the best stock trader maybe in the world, why run for office anymore when you can just continue to trade stocks and get the same information? I'm sure she's going to get it all before.
Well, that's going to be the key, Mike, right there is will she be fed the same information? Will her stock portfolio continue to outperform everybody else if she doesn't have direct influence on, you know, legislation that might change some of those positions? So we'll see.
Even if she didn't, though, Mike, I think she's got plenty now, don't you, at the $270 million or whatever she's worth these days?
I would think. I mean, I remember when Obama told us that if you know, who needs a house with six homes when you only have two children?
Yeah.
Now, I know what you're thinking. He went on to buy three homes and four or whatever. But we're different. Those are not everyday ordinary people, right? Yeah. Should $270 or $500 million, whatever she's worth. What is her net worth, by the way, now?
It was like $100
and then it was $250. Let's see where she is. Pelosi.
I can look that up too. We'll see who gets it.
We'll see who gets it first there. I love it.
2024, Mike, her net worth was estimated over $100 million in 2024.
Oh, no. 2018, I know she was at 114. So she's got to be in the 250 range at this point,
Let's see here.
She's got to at least have had a double. If not two doubles by then.
Here's one saying $413 million.
So that would make sense to me. That would make sense to me. That would make sense to me for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you got Spitzer teaching ethics on an ethics tour. You got Pelosi teaching stock trading. I mean, look at the country's on solid footing. We're in good shape.
That's good. We're in good shape. Mike, topic number two on a rapid fire.
Does she start her own hedge fund with Hunter Biden? That could be... I mean, he did that for a while. I remember in an office right next to Daddy in Washington there, and somehow money was coming in. Now, not for paintings. It was for...
Maybe she'll become an artist, Mike. It's possible that Nancy Pelosi becomes an artist. You know.
I think he dissolved the hedge fund, then went into the Van Gogh stuff. That's how it rolled.
So maybe she'll do the same. No way to tell. Maybe her husband's boyfriend will have something to do with her future. Who knows?
He's in jail.
Oh, yes, that's right.
He did get jail time.
He did get jail time.
When we filled in last time, I forget Bowerly, Bellevue, who it was for, but we were talking about all these folks that had just a laundry list of, armed robbery, attempted murder, 50, 60, 70, and they're out on the streets. This guy got tossed somehow out of Mr. Pelosi's house, and he's in jail probably for life.
He broke into the wrong home, Mike, apparently. I don't know if it was a break-in or a breakout, but something went wrong there.
When the glass breaks out.
Something happened there.
They're not trying to break in if the glass is out.
Yes.
If the glass is outside, if it came back, Yeah.
Yeah. Check the Pelosi ring cameras next time.
They were down. They were down.
They just, yeah.
Just like the Epstein. They were down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The guards were changed. The cameras didn't work.
Yeah. Just a quick late night with the boyfriend. Mike, topic number two on Rapid Fire. Allegedly, excuse me. I have to use those words. They can't get us in trouble. Mom, Donnie and Hochul, Mike, watching our beloved Bills yesterday together. Let me just put out the tweet for Mom Donnie on that one here. Big Bills fan, apparently, Mike.
Big Bills fan. Big Bills
he
fan.
He says, we didn't
He should
smash
stick to the Jets and Giants, though. I mean, that's his little that's who's going to be voting for him. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. We didn't smash any tables. We didn't eat any garbage plates. But you better believe the Bills got the W today. Thanks to Governor Hochul for bringing Bills Mafia energy to Astoria today. And to Murphy's Bar for having us. This is the same woman, right, that just recently said, I don't agree with anything the guy does. But he's got my vote, right? That's the same woman that said that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Most of his platform I don't really agree with, but he does have my vote. Well, hey, the good news is she was able to get natural gas in that stadium. So the the field will be melted and ready to go.
Just in time. Just in time.
Just in time for the 2026 season, and it will be melted with natural gas.
Yes. Yes. Very, very interesting.
Now, you want to build a new house. Well, too bad.
Yeah, and I believe, Mike, I'm no energy consultant, but a $3 billion stadium probably is far worse for the environment than your home, your little 2,000 square foot home. You know,
yeah, it depends. Somehow their private jets are not bad.
Yes,
you flying in a commercial jet or driving an SUV bad, right?
Yes.
Somehow, if a band like U2 wants to put out a concert with just record amounts of energy being consumed over a few hour period, not a problem. But you want to heat your house? I don't know. Not so well. Not so good.
You don't want to die in the Buffalo winter storm. Can't have it. However, if the Bills have a playoff game, we're fine to heat the whole city with that. Yeah.
Taylor Swift wants to fly across back and forth. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
She's got to watch her. She's got to watch her boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, if you get a chance, by the way, I don't know if you've even seen that, but hop online, go see that poor girl at the pew. God bless her. I hope she's strong and good and comes back and bounces back. I hope and pray that at some point we'll bring common sense back to these children and be able to take two kids that beat the heck out of somebody and keep them out of the school district so they're not doing that again.
That'd be nice.
But we'll see. Common sense seems to be so far away in the state, and it seems to be getting farther and farther away as we see, the possibility of a really pure communist running and possibly being the mayor of the biggest city in the state.
All right, folks. Well, that'll do it for us. Mike Spiraza, Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys. Thank you again to WBEN and Joe Beamer for letting us host today.
We do manage money for a living, by the way, if you need us, 633-1515, if you think like us. Yeah, we'll be back Thursday and Friday morning, by the way, 9 to 11, I guess.
So. For Bellevue, I believe, right? For Bellevue this week?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we are live on Saturdays, every Saturday, 1 to 3 right here on WBEN. We are the Financial Guys. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to seeing you later this week. Have a great day, and we'll be back here on WBEN.
Thank you, Tanner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.